Okay, tonight we're going to begin the brand new perek, which is Maseches Beitzah Daf Tes Vav and Beis. We're going to begin on the top of the Amud. This perek deals with the laws of cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's how the perek begins, talking about a somewhat familiar scenario where you have what we call a two-day Yom Tov or a Yom Tov going into a Shabbos. Sometimes it's a three-day Yom Tov. And over here, the Mishnah begins by telling us that on Yom Tov Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos, Lo Yavasha B'tchilim Yom Tov L'Shabbos, that when you have a Yom Tov that precedes a Shabbos, you should not cook B'tchila Yom Tov L'Shabbos. What does B'tchila mean? Says Rashi, Lios T'chilas Bishulo V'Ikar L'Shem Shabbos. One should not begin to cook, and to cook primarily for the purpose of Shabbos, Ella, rather, L'Shem Yom Tov, Yet T'chilas Bishulo V'Mashur Yeh L'Shabbos. Rather, when a person is cooking on Yom Tov, his primary goal, the purpose of that cooking, should be for Yom Tov. And then if something is left over, what it says in the Mishnah is, Vim Hosir Hosa L'Shabbos, that what you should really be doing is cooking on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. And if you have leftovers, so then you have leftovers can be used on Shabbos. But really, on Yom Tov, you should not be cooking for Shabbos. Now, Min HaTorah, there is no prohibition of cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. This is something that is Asim Midrabanan. The Gemara discusses why that is so, but over here, for the purpose of our discussion this evening, we're going to be focusing on this prohibition and the remedy for the prohibition, which is something that we are familiar with. That is the concept of an Erev Tavshilin. The Mishnah goes on to say, what can a person do in order to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? So, V'ose Tavshil mi Erev Yom Tov, if a person could prepare a Tavshil, a cooked food, on Erev Yom Tov, and he can rely on that for the purpose of cooking for Shabbos. That is the concept of an Erev Tavshilin. How does an Erev Tavshilin function? What is the reason for an Erev Tavshilin that we're going to discuss immediately in the Gemara, several lines from now? What exactly does an Erev Tavshilin consist of? So Beshami Yomrim Shnei Tavshilin. So Beshami says an Erev Tavshilin is at least two cooked foods, two separate cooked foods. Beshilil Omrim Tavshil Echad. Bishul say, no, one Tavshil is sufficient. You don't need two cooked foods. Vishavin, both Beishamai and Bishul agree, Bidagu Beitza Shalov Shehin Shnei Tavshilin. That if you have a fish with, as Rashi describes over here, a Beitz and egg which is spread on top of it, and it's cooked together that way, so that's considered, for the purpose of Erev Tavshilin, that's considered Shnei Tavshilin. So Beishamai say you need two, Bishul say one. But they agree that a dog beitz shalav, that's considered shnei tavshilin. They don't have to be separate dishes. Then, finally, the Mishnah says, achlo sh'avad, let's say the Erev Tavshilin was completely consumed on Yom Tov. Before, says Rashi, before you cooked everything that you need for Shabbos, o sh'avad, if it was misplaced, got lost. So then, lo yivash la betchila. So then, really, it's like you don't have an Erev. You can only be samech on an Erev Tavshilin if it's still extant. You still have an Erev there. But if it was completely eaten or it's gone, at that point, you cannot be mevashel betchila. M'shir m'mena kol shuhu, however, even if you have a small bit remaining, most of the Erev is gone. But there's something left, even if it's a kol shuhu, it's a small amount, so then samech alav l'shabbos, then it's permissible to rely on that for the purpose of cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos.
It's mashmi even less than the kazayis when it says kol shu.
Kol shu means a small amount. Yeah, right. I think so. Yeah. Okay, so says the Gemara, Menani Mili. What is the source for this idea of an Erev Tavshilin? Rashi says, even though the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk, we're going to see in a moment, Rashi says, lav dafka mikra yolef. When it says Menani Mili, please understand, says Rashi, we're not really learning this from the pasuk. The Erev Tavshilin durabanan, because after all, an Erev Tavshilin is only midurabanan. The Gemara is searching for a pasuk which serves as an asmachta for this takanas chazal, but an erev which is only midrabanan cannot really. We're not going to find a real makor in the Torah for that. So, what is the source for an erev tavshilin? At least it is asmachta. So, Amar Shmuel, the pasuk says, "Zachor es yom haShabbos lekadsho." The Torah tells us that we should literally remember Shabbos. Zachreihu me'achar sheba l'hashkicho. We should remember it because otherwise we may come to forget it. What does this mean? So Rashi says, Zochor in Zechira el bidavar mishtacheach. The Torah emphasizes the importance of Zechira when it comes to something that is likely, under certain circumstances, to be forgotten. Zechreyu miachar shabola ashkicha continues Rashi, kishaba yomtiv be'erev Shabbos, korov Shabbos lishtacheach machmas yomtiv. In a situation when you have a yomtiv which precedes a Shabbos, so there's a greater concern that Shabbos may be forgotten. Why? Shemar be'besudas hayom v'neminiach l'Shabbos k'dei kvodo. Because we're so caught up in the preparation and the festivities of Yom Tov, having so many meals on Yom Tov, that it's possible that Shabbos will get lost in the mix, and one will not have showed the sort of cover, the honor that one would normally demonstrate in preparation for Shabbos, because after all, it may be overshadowed by Yom Tov. And so therefore, v'zhircha kasel v'zachra, therefore the Torah sort of reminds us that we should remember Shabbos. And when a person prepares an Erev, in a sense, what they are doing is they are forcing themselves to remember Shabbos. The whole concept of an Erev Tavshilin is I started preparing for Shabbos before Yom Tov, and I'm continuing that preparation on Yom Tov. So this way, in a sense, Shabbos is able to once again sort of steal the spotlight, and it does not get lost in the preparation and the entire experience of Yom Tov. So that's how, Shmuel says, that's how Chazal saw, sort of an asmachta for this idea, Zochar, Zochreyu Miach Shabbat HaChikicho. Since in this situation, in this circumstance, we have a Shabbos which follows Yom Tov, Shabbos is likely to be forgotten somewhat. So therefore, we have to do something to remind ourselves of the importance of Shabbos. Continues Gemara, my time, what is the reason? So before we see the Gemara's answers, Rashi says, "My time lama tiknu eruv. Why did Chazal? Why were they misakin eruv?" So Rashi says, "What do you mean? We just said it's a pasuk." So Rashi says, "Kru vaday la ve'eruv mishtoi." Wait a second. The pasuk that we just saw was certainly not talking about an eruv. V'la ve'eruv mishtami minei, and it doesn't imply in that particular context eruv at all. V'asmachta mi'almi, as we already said, it's really just an asmachta. V'chiyasa kru, we know that pasuk is coming l'kiddush ayoma, so that pasuk comes to teach us the source of kiddush, as the Gemara in Pesachim says, achorei olayayin, ve'eriv midi rabbanon, eriv is under rabbanon, umar ra lusakin. In other words, the pasuk which Shmuel cited as an asmachta for the takon of an eriv was not really a reason. It doesn't explain why it is the chazal and masakin. What is the purpose? What is the function? What does it accomplish? So the Gemara now brings two deos in the Amoraim, Rava and Ravashi. So Amar Rava says, "Kedei sheyivror mana yafel l'Shabbos, or mana yafel Yom Tov." Rava says the reason is like this: in order that a person will be compelled to choose, to select, to prepare a mana yafel. What does a mana yafel mean? A nice portion for Shabbos and for Yom Tov. Says Rashi, "Mitoch shema'arev," because a person is making an erev, an erev Yom Tov, zocher es haShabbos. He's going to remember Shabbos ve'ina mechalas akol Yom Tov. He will therefore not finish everything on Yom Tov. Ubore mana lezeh, mana lezeh. He'll make sure that he sets aside an appropriate bakavadika portion for Shabbos and for Yom Tov. And so therefore explains whoever the purpose of an Erev Tavshilin is to make sure that you have Shabbos food set aside. If after all you just go into Yom Tov, which will then be followed by Shabbos, by just all your food together, it's possible you're going to go through all of it and come Shabbos, maybe there'll be something left, but it won't be a mana yafeh. We want there to be a mana yafeh. We want there to be something which, you know, will be special for Shabbos. And therefore, if I set something aside before Yom Tov, before I even begin to partake of the Sudas Yom Tov, so this way I'm going to make sure that there will be a mana yafeh for Shabbos. That's Rav's explanation of an Erev Tavshilin and how it functions. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi is a different explanation. In order that people should say the following, Ein ofin miyamtiv l'Shabbos. People say, wait, hold on a second. We had to make an Erev. If we didn't make an Erev, we wouldn't be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So people will remember, you can't just cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And why is that so important? Kavachomer, because then they will say to themselves, how much more so miyamtiv l'chol. You permitted Menat Torah to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That is something which is permissible. And it's something which Chazal say one should not do without an Erev. Cooking on Yom Tov for Chol, so that's a completely different story. That's something that's forbidden. So Rav Ashi says the purpose of an Erev is to force a person in a situation where he's cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos to stop, but to consider the fact, really, I can cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos unless I have an Erev, but that Erev only works in this scenario for Yom Tov for Shabbos. But Yom Tov for Chol is certainly going to be prohibited. Rav Ashi Yomer says, Rashi, lo l'chavad Shabbos tiknuhu, el chavad Yom Tov. As Rashi points out, that Rav and Rav Ashi are arguing very fundamentally over here. Rava, who explains that the idea is Kadesh Yivrar, Maniyafel, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, the ultimate goal of the Erev Tavshil is in order to protect covered Shabbos. We don't want Shabbos to get lost in the mix. Rav Ashi says, no, it's not covered Shabbos we're interested over here, it's covered Yom Tov. And we want people to say, Kadesh Yomer, Enov Mi Yom Tov L'Shabbos, Elam Kein, Hischem Bod Yom, the Enuel Kagomer Volich, unless I started beforehand. That's the idea of an Erev, I started beforehand. And now I'm just completing the process of Alas Chulei Lo, but to actually start to prepare on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, I can't do. And then a person will say, Kavachomer, the Yom Tov L'Chol, L'Gamri Lo. To go ahead and to prepare from Yom Tov to Chol, that for sure not. Even if I started beforehand, nothing to discuss. And so therefore, the purpose of an Erev, according to Rav Ashi, is to protect, to preserve Kavod Yom Tov, not Kavod Shabbos. You have machlokas between Rav and Rav Ashi as to what is the purpose of an Erev. So it says the Gemara as follows. What did it say in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah it says, excuse me, I lost the place. It says Tana, and it says in our Mishnah, Osa Tavshil Me Erev Yom Tov, V'somech Alav L'Shabbos. What did it say? It says that you should make a cooked food on Erev Yom Tov, and you can rely on that for the purpose of cooking into Shabbos. Not literally on Shabbos, but cook on Yom Tov for the purpose of Shabbos. Right? That's what it said in the Mishnah. That's how the Mishnah describes the Erev Tavshilin. You prepare something on Erev Yom Tov, and you could cook on Yom Tov going into Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rav Ashi, according to Rav Ashi, the Amar who says, Kedesh Yomru Ein Ofen Yom Tov L'Shabbos. According to Rav Ashi, he says the whole purpose of the Erev Tavshilin is that people should say, wait, I can't cook on Yom Tov going into Shabbos unless I have an Erev. Hainu demi Erev Yom Tov in, mi Yom Tov lo. It makes perfect sense why, according to Rav Ashi, the Erev has to be set before Yom Tov. Why? Because if you prepare it on Yom Tov, that message is going to get completely lost. You have not accomplished anything. According to Rav Ashi, by preparing the Erev Tavshil and Erev Yom Tov, that serves as a very helpful reminder on Yom Tov that the only reason I'm able to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos is because I did something beforehand. Ela l'Rava, however, according to Rava, who says the purpose why we have an Erev Tavshilin is in order that you can have a money yafet that's set aside for Shabbos and Yom Tov, so my Erev Yom Tov. So then why is it that the Erev Tavshilin has to be made on Erev Yom Tov? Afilu b'Yom Tov nami. You should be able to prepare an Erev Tavshilin on Yom Tov itself. Why? Because if the whole concern, of the whole reason why, according to Rav, why even Erev Tavshilin, is to make sure that you don't completely eat through your Yom Tov food, make sure to leave something for Shabbos, so okay, so at some point over Yom Tov, I'm going to prepare an Erev, and the Erev is basically this is for Shabbos. But what's the whole idea of preparing on an Erev Yom Tov? So it doesn't make sense according to Rav, it only makes sense according to Rav Ashi. So it says the Gemara, and Achanami, you're right, that according to Rava, you really could have prepared the Erev on Yom Tov. Ela gezera shema yifsha. The reason why Rava does not want you doing that, it's a gezera, it's a concern that maybe you will be posheya, that you'll be negligent, and says Rashi, you will come to forget. Now, it's an interesting word, gezera shema yifsha. Usually, yifsha means that a person is doing something intentionally, a pshia. He was negligent. Forgetfulness, on the other hand, is something which usually does not reflect pshia. It's just a person forgot. But this Gemara is actually cited by some poskim in terms of indicating that this is not necessarily so. That sometimes when you're forgetful, that is considered to be to some extent a pshia on the part of that individual. But anyway, Rava says over here the reason why the Erev has to be prepared on Erev Yom Tov is because you may come to forget to do it on Yom Tov itself, and therefore we require you when you are, you know, setting the lights, and when you're setting the table, and when you're turning off the light in the refrigerator, and you're tearing the toilet paper, you're doing everything so good, you're making Erev Tevshilin as well, and this way you won't forget. Comes Yom Tov already. So again, that was sort of the whole concern in the first place, that once Yom Tov starts and everybody's getting involved in the festivities of the day, they're going to forget all about Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, V'tana ma'isi lemehacha. Even though we just saw the Gemara brings down in the name of two Amarayim, Rava and Ravashi, two reasons as to why we're in Erev Tevshilin. It says, Tana brings Mehacha. We have a Tana Braisa that brings from a different place. The Pasuk says, Eis asher tofu efu, the Eis asher tevashlu bashelu. The Torah is telling us, this Pasuk is found in Parshas B'Shalach. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, talking about the mon. And the Torah is telling us that which you're going to eat, that which you want to, the baked goods that you want to have on Shabbos, or the cooked goods that you want to have on Shabbos, you have to make sure to take care of it beforehand. Esa sher tofu efu, any baked goods you want to have, make sure to bake it before Shabbos. Esa sher tevash lubashelu, make sure you cook it before Shabbos. Mikan omar Rebbe Lazar, ein ofin ele al ha'afoy, ve'en mevashlin ele al ha'mavushal. So Rebbe Lazar understands this is not the pashup shot of the pasuk, that from here we see that you should not be ofin, meaning you shouldn't bake on Yom Tov, ela al ha'afoy, only on something which was already baked beforehand, meaning you're being somech on something which was baked beforehand. That's the concept of an Erev. Vein mevashlin, from where should you cook on Yom Tov? Again, for the purpose of Shabbos, ela mevushal, unless you are cooking, you're being somech on something that was already cooked beforehand. Mikan samchu chachamim le'iruv tavshilu min ha'Torah. And from here, the Chachamim were somech when they introduced this concept of Erev Tevshilin min ha'Torah. Erev Tevshilin, again, is not min ha'Torah. But this is what they were somech on. This is the asmachta that they based this idea on, min ha'Torah. The drasha, says Rashi over here, is based on the fact that the pasuk seems to be written in an unnecessarily complicated way. Esa shetofu efu, says Rashi, havili l'michtav hayom efu vashelu. The Torah should have just said hayom, on Erev Shabbos, bake and cook. Why is it Esa shetofu efu evish l'tavashu vashelu? Elu remes hayom. Who? Sheyesh l'cha yom shishi she'en ofen l'sarach machar. It's a remez in the Torah that there is one Friday, there is one circumstance on Friday where you can't cook and you can't bake for Shabbos unless you've already started beforehand. What is that? That's talking about on a Yom Tov, shechol yoser of Shabbos. This case that we're talking about over here, when you have a Yom Tov that precedes a Shabbos, so it's not like a regular Friday, it's not like a regular Erev Shabbos. You can't go ahead and you can't just cook, you can't just bake. You can only do it if that process was started beforehand. Once again, that's the whole concept of an Erev. Okay? So far, so good? All right, we'll continue a little bit. The Gemara now tells a story, Braisa, which records a story. Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa b'Rebbe Eliezer. So story to Rebbe Eliezer, Shal Yoshev v'Dorish Kol Yom Kula b'Hilchos Yom Tov. Rebbe Eliezer was sitting, and he was giving a drasha on Yom Tov. And he was giving a drasha Kol Hayom Kula. It's hard to know exactly how long he was learning, but it sounds like it was a really long shir, and people were getting hungry. So what happened? Yatzis akas rishona. So the first group got up, and they excused themselves from the room. They left the shir. Says Rashi, l'sudas yomtov, l'sod sudas yomtov, v'nichud doresh. They left him while he was still speaking. They got up in the middle of the drasha, and they left. So he would not allow this to pass without commenting. So what does he say? So Amar Rav Eliezer says, Halalu Balo Pitasin. These people over here, they are Bali Pitasin. Bali Pitasin mean they are people who have at home, says Rashi, large, big, enormous bottles of wine. And the idea over here is that they're almost like he's calling them gluttons. They can't control themselves, says Rashi, Klamer Bali Nefeshain. Be'in and Yegain L'shma Torah. They're thinking about the food right now, and they can't push themselves. They can't be motivated enough to go ahead and sit and listen to the rest of the shir. So they're going home. And what's happened was Kas Rishona, the Kashnia. Then another group got up, the second group. So when they got up, so Rebbe Eliezer said, "Halolu Bali Chavios." These are not like the Bali Pitasin, but they have Chavios at home. They're a little smaller than Pitasin. They also contain a lot of wine, but they're a little smaller. Kashlishis. The third group gets up to go out of the shir. Amr, he says, Halolu Bali Kadin. So he gave them a name. These are the guys who have Kadin at home. Again, even smaller barrels, jugs. Kasperviyas. Then the fourth group gets up. He says, Halolu Bala Legigin. These are the guys who have the small, really small kelim at home. And then the Chas Chamishas gets up. Must have been a large group. The fifth group gets up and he says, Halolu Bali Kosos. These are the guys who have cups at home. So Schilu Kashishas, let's say. So then the sixth group gets up. They start ready to leave. Omar, he says, Halolu Bali Me'era. Yikes. He says that these are the Bali Me'era. Me'era is a Lashon Klala, Lashon curse. So he seems a little more upset at them than he did at the others. So why was he so upset at them more than the others? So Rashi, exactly. Says Rashi says over here, Shahaya Beis HaMedrash Misrokan Ma'od Agnaya David V'Kasha Be'enav. This was basically the last group. So they would have been leaving the Beis HaMedrash completely empty. And that, he said, was really, that was not right. So that disturbed him in some way even more. I guess, I don't know, I guess the lesson of the Gemara is that if you're gonna walk out of Shir early, be one of the first ones, right? You would maybe you would have thought that it's better to stay as long as you can, but you see from here, maybe not. If you leave first, though, then okay, upsets the Rebbe a little bit, a little later, okay. But the last ones to leave, so Nasan Eino B'Tamidim, so he looks at them, the few guys who are left. These weren't the last guys. They were almost the last guys. There were a few guys who were left, and they turn all red in the face. They start getting very nervous that he was gonna yell at them. So he said to them, "Banai lo lachem ani omer, elu lahalalu shiyatzu." I have no tainas on you. I didn't say anything about you. I was rebuking the ones that left. Shemanichem chayolam ba'oskim b'chayisha. Because what do? They have abandoned literally chayolam Torah. In order to be osek in chayisha, in order to partake of something which is much more temporal, something which doesn't have as eternal value as Torah. I'm teaching them Torah, and they went ahead to eat lunch. So I was being critical of them, but not of you. You've done the right thing by staying. And then it says b'shas b'tirasan, when these tamidim left, Amar lehem, he said to them, quoting the pasuk from Ezra. Regarding the Navi says to the Klal Yisrael that returned with him to from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah, he said, "Luchu, echlu mashmanim meshusu mamtakim, go ahead and partake of the lights and sweet drinks." V'shulchu manos la'in lachan lo ki kadosh hayom la'adonenu va'alti yatzvu ki chedos Hashem mehume yuschem. He quotes the pasuk, "Go ahead and eat and drink and be merry and celebrate because today is a very holy day and do not be upset." Ki chedos Hashem mehume yuschem. Because you'll find your strength and the light of Hashem. Later on, the Gemara is going to darshan this pasuk and break it down. But at this point, we see over here, Rabbi Eliezer gave these sort of encouraging words to the Tamidim, who stayed until the end of the shiur. Okay.